知道，我有上网去查，听那个上以前讲的，因为太久没讲哈。
嗯。
然后听了，然后就看，哎，我的声音很特别的，就是人家是 Annie 嘛，哈，
对，
帮忙翻的，他声音就很清楚哈。
Yeah, exactly.
那我声音就很不是很清楚，很不很明朗这样。
还可以。
对，不是很清楚。
嗯。
所以我想说，哎，这个。怎么会这样子?
So yeah, so it has been a while since last time I gave the lecture. So I actually went online, download the recorded tape and listened to the lecture. And I noticed my voice was not very strong, but my translator's voice was good. And his voice, not me.
Exactly.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And his voice is very, how to say, very good, very soft, very clear, articulate. Yeah. You will know that you can go to the Chan Meditation's website. There's a place you can download all the Sunday Dharma talks and listen again. So you can go to the last lecture and you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
前几天上去，因为我很久没讲，所以我不晓得到底讲到哪里，所以我把它接下去，所以听哇，我第一次听哈，第一次听我的声音，哇，实在是不能赞叹的，没办法赞叹。
Yeah, since it's been so long since my last Dharma talk, I have to go to the website and listen to my own talk, and I wasn't quite happy with my voice.
惭愧，就是多休息一下，最近才会比较。美妙一点，来听个欢喜心。
So I guess I just have to keep practicing and to get my voice sound a little better, and so then can you know everyone listen to my talks can feel good.
不过这个是我会再自我检查一下，这个我们是摸骨塞尾的哈，不是这么能够真的能够做这个区块啊的任务啊，就红化的任务，但是就是摸骨塞尾，你听得懂吗？摸骨塞背，摸骨，大家听过吗？哈，师傅常常讲这句话嘛。摸骨塞背，因为牛跟马这样比较起来，牛跟马的功能哈，牛的作用好像是，马的作用比较大，马的功能比较大，啊，但是因为没有马嘛，现场没有马，就只有打拿牛啊，牵牛来充数做马的功能，这样子就是这样做。所以我觉得我自我检查一下，所以我本来也不能，应该是不能做这一方面的，声音条件不好。
So Guo Ming Fa Shi is very humble. She said, spreading Dharma really requires a lot of good qualities. You know, a person have a lot of good qualities. And she gave us an analogy. For example, a horse is more useful than cows, for example. But if you can't get a horse, then you just use a cow to perform the horse's functions. Of course, Guo Ming Fa Shi is being very humble here. We all recognize that.
所以请诸位容忍我的这个声音这么不清晰，然后又这么讲说法不是这么好的状况，就待一两个小时。
Yeah, so Guo Ming Fa Shi said, please tolerate my voice if it wasn't that good.
我跟诸位讲，我以前其实我初中的时候，我就到学校，到我同学家，到去找我同学。有大家知道这故事吗？我过去的那个事情。
Okay, so I'm going to tell everyone a little story about myself. When I was still in high school.
我就是有一天下课，我就骑脚踏车去找我们那个同学，然后在外面叫他，然后他没有回应呢。然后后来第二天呢，我们同学跟我讲说，我的弟弟讲说，你有男同学来找你，在外面叫你的。
All right, so one day I was looking for my classmate, so I.
我在外面叫他，我女同学嘛，他们同学
，OK. I was looking. Right, so I was looking for a girl in my class, and I saw her outside. So I was shouting at her. I was calling her name, but she didn't respond.And next day, she told next person, it seems I heard some male voice.
他弟弟，他弟弟跟他说是你的男同学来找你的。
Oh, okay. 他弟弟听到声音，
他在家里听到，因为他在家里，在外面叫他。
Oh, okay.
他弟弟后来就那天就跟他讲说有男同学在外面叫你，他可能是我弟弟开的嘛。第二天他就说，他就跟我讲说，我弟弟说你是男同学来找我。
Okay. Sorry, recount the story. I got more details. So what happens is. I was looking for a girl in my class, And she was at home with her brother. So I was asking for her outside. And I think, her brother heard me, but her brother said to, my classmate said, it sounds like a boy's voice. A boy's asking, was asking for you.
是男同学啦，是男同学在叫你的。那他跟我讲，我听得真是很，当时真的很在意的。
I really cared. I felt really bad because her brother misunderstood my voice as a boy. As a boy's voice.
Oh. Okay, 好的好的，我知道了。I know. All right. All right. All right. All right. Thank you.哈哈哈哈 Alright 总之就是这个有新年气氛哈、
Good cheers from New Year
这个 总之哈我们本来 就生来就很有各种的我们会 不是这么圆满嘛对不对所以我也接受这个一路还没学佛是不大能接受，这里有点自卑的了哈。
Right.
承认了，但是慢慢这最信的是最大的幸福哈，应该这是最殊胜的，就是我能够学佛，慢慢知道这个其实都是因为因缘嘛。我的条件过去一定什么条件呢、啊？所以我一定什么哪些这个缺点呢、啊，导致我生来这个声音这个喉咙这个不就被吹哈分叉。所以讲话就生来是就是不这么悦耳，所以我已经慢慢能够接受了，然后其实我觉得不会在意这些，就是我的条件这些不会在意，就是只是在意说自己心有没有真的在一直在用在努力在修正自己。
So even though I knew no one is perfect long time ago, but before I had a chance to learn Dharma practice Dharma, I really cared about my imperfection.Just like, for example, my voice was not that pleasing to ears. But over the time, I think, after I started learning Dharma and practicing Dharma, I think the most blessing I got from practicing Dharma is that I started to accept my imperfections. For example, my voice. Something perhaps happened, you know, in previous lifetimes, and then, you know, that's the reason why I can't have a perfect voice.Pleasing to ears. Now I kind of accept it, but I only care whether I can, when I deliver Dharma, whether my mind is here, my presence is here, and I can give a good talk.
Okay. 不过我还是建议诸位不用再上网去听了、啊、因为这很难不好听太对比的哈，现场听一下就好了。
Okay, so, but, I suggest that everyone not to go to the website to listen to the recorded talk again. Just listen, just attend the talk here is good enough.
这是笑话哈，
这
就我们回到今天这个礼拜这一周讲的内容。上礼哎，应该不是上礼拜，过去我们讲念念无间是功，心行平直是德。
Okay, now let's start the talk and come back to the six patriarchs.Platform Sutra. So last time we talked about the lines, continuity of thoughts is merit, and the mind protecting equality and the directness is virtue.
我想大部分都忘记这些到底是什么内容了。
I think perhaps most people has already forgotten what those lines mean.
还是在座的诸位有没有要给我一个很简单的二要讲这两句在讲什么
？Or is anyone can give me a brief explanation what these two lines are talking about？
因为你们在座应该上次有听到有听过嘛哈，有几位听留在场的嘛。
I believe some people attended my last talk. Look, Bill. It's in chapter 3. I don't know whether your text is same as mine.Yeah, I can help to locate the verses. I think.
是要回英文的。
Yeah, I know. Oh, this is not right. This is still chapter 2. We should have chapter 3. There's chapter 3?
你看英文好了，你第一种英文看。
广义法师他还是第二章的。
对，没错啊。
我们现在已经在第三章了。
因为我在第三章啊。
对的。Oh, sorry. No, maybe not right. Sorry.
Sorry, I was wrong. Oh, I find it. Yes, it's here. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So, paragraph 10 on page 1. If you have the English version. Yes. So, good knowing advisors, continuity of thought is merit, the mind practicing equality and directness is virtue. Everyone located? Okay. Good. So, anyone want to try to interpret what these two lines mean? Especially if you have attended last talk.
没关系，因为这是太复杂了，深了一点。这最主要是讲的啊，有吗？不是，可是要 focus 在这个刚刚前面讲这两句，念念无间是功，心行平止是德。他我来讲好了，这最主要是这就讲说修功修德的这个状况。好，修功怎么就是其实它是一个心功是这个你心性有关系的，所以你这样念念的，你念念的应该说我们禅法的时候念念在现在，不想不攀不思前不想后，就是单纯就是在心很心。纯粹很清净的当下，在现前，你就是去念念的不见的，不断的这把握你的心性，不再受任何的这个境缘的那种杂染，这是一种修功的一个状况。念念无间是功，那这个德是一种可以说一种你的心性的自然，当然这也不是马上能够显现哈，就是常常不断这样子很长时乃至无量劫这样的用功的话呢。你的自然的，你的心的那种心的内在的呈现，就是平止的。那这个平止心行平止呢，是我们本来就是心性呢，就是很清净的心，这个本心里面的这种状况就呈现。嗯、就是应该说是用德用，简单是这么讲了、啊。但是我已经花了上次花了一个礼拜讲了一次的讲，就像这两句、嗯，我现在就把简单的概括讲一下。
Okay, these two lines are actually have very profound meaning, so it's a little bit hard to understand. So I will explain briefly what those lines mean. So when we talk about continuity of thoughts is merit, basically means thoughts and merits are within your self nature. So continuity of thoughts means thoughts after thoughts, you are present. Your thoughts are present in this moment. If you can do that, that is what's called merit. And if you keep practicing, you know, thoughts after thoughts, you're always in the present, and also practicing the equality and directness of the mind at the present through immeasurable kalpas, you will accumulate, that's called virtue. Because by doing that, your true nature will manifest itself.
翻得很好，就是这个，还有问题吗？
Any questions?
Mm-hmm. 平等心，平等没有任那个没有我。平等心，平常心，也可以这么讲。Mm-hmm. 那是一种。已经非常的，这不是我们凡夫的境界了，那不是我们凡夫境界，我们应该怎么讲？所以这个不是短时间就能够成就的。但是这个是一个刚刚讲，念念无间就是一个方法，就是我们一个指标，我们用功的一个指标。
嗯 ，OK. So there is a question from audience. Her question is, what does it mean? Equality.And directness of the mind, does that mean there's no distinguishing? There's no distinguishment. a discrimination. Yeah, there's no discrimination. So 法师's answer is, actually what the verses are describing is saints, what the saints can achieve or can experience. It's really not ordinary people like you and I can experience. Basically means you have a, your heart, your mind has equality. It's not dis, I think it's not discriminate, right?
平常心啊，平常心。
平常心也是很难解释的。
So,
你可以说是就是一种活菩萨那种境界，那种我们就没有分别的那种分别，那就是我们是不能想象、不能思议的。
可以说呢，没有
对立的，那种是一种就是一种现前的跟众生是一整体的境界，那我们平当然是平等。
So, equality, we can understand from the non-duality point of view. So there's everything.It's the same, the wholeness. There's no distinction of you and me. And this level we're talking about is really the great Bodhisattva's level. So it's a little bit hard to experience or taste what it's like.
但是当然不用这么觉得太我们不大做不到，慢慢来，慢慢来。我们是等一下会跟着讲啊，修身的部分的，慢慢我们能够做到。
Right. But don't think it's unachievable or it's like too far beyond your reach. There's method that we can practice to get there. And actually, Fa Shi also pointed out continuity of thoughts, that is a method. So actually, you can practice moment by moment. Your thoughts are continuous, always in the present.
好，我们现在回到今天的，已经把前面的先带过哈，简单的带过，这个跟大家先引导一下，然后进入到今天的主题是要讲这下面这两句，自修性是功，自修身是德。
Okay, so that's a brief review what we have talked, what we talked last time, and now we're going to continue, the new verses. And today's two new verses are self-cultivation of one's nature is merit, and self-cultivation of the body is virtue.
这个信哈，这讲到修这个信呢，我们一般讲，我们大家如果常常听佛法的呢。应该知道这信是讲什么了。
So first we want to talk about what nature is. If you have often come to Dharma talks, you probably already have an idea what the nature talks about.
讲的佛性。
So the nature actually refers to Buddha nature.
这佛性的性呢，可以有两种解释哈。
So there's two way to explain what Buddha nature means.
一个就是师父常讲的是如来藏，其实这个坛经呢其实是如来藏的系统系列的。
Okay, so the first way to look at it is what 师父 often refers to, Tathagatagarbha. And this sutra actually is a series of this type of teachings.
第二种就是讲空。
The second way to understand it is emptiness.
这两个名词都可以解释，都可以这样讲，都可以这样讲。性啊，也可以讲如来藏或是空。
Okay, so those two words, Tathagatagarbha and emptiness, are interchangeable.
只要现在解释一下如来藏哈。
So first, I will explain the Tathagatagarbha.
如来藏就是讲我们人的本心里头呢，可以分成两个部分。
So Tathagatagarbha talks about.Within our mind, we actually can divide it into two parts.
对，两个部分。
Okay, two parts.
一个部分就是它就是一个就是清净的。
So one part is pure, undefiled.
那还有另外一部分呢，就是一种烦恼的，其实就是另外一个名词，就是无明。那这个状况呢，也就是让我们大部分的众生呢，在生死流转的这个大最主要的因。
The other part is full of afflictions, ignorance, and that's the exact reason why we have to subject to rebirth and death and rebirth.
那另外讲清净的部分呢，其实就是我们可以讲叫智慧，清净部分是智慧。
So the pure part is what we call wisdom.
这智慧的功能，你可以叫它是如来，也可以，当然可以叫它是就是佛。
Okay. So the function of that pure part is what we call Buddha or Tathagata Gabbara.
所以一切众生在还没有成佛的时候呢，就是还没有成佛的时候，我们的内心其实都含藏在这个这样一种可能性，可能成佛的一种性，所以我们叫，所以叫这个叫如来藏。就是如来藏在我们心中，如来藏。
So because we had that potential to becoming a Buddha, so we call the word is Tathagata Gabbara. I actually looked up online. So Ru Lai really means Tathagata, and Gabbara is in Indian, I think Sanskrit, it calls womb. That's why that's a basis potential to becoming a Buddha.So, Tathagata Gabbara is really refers to the basis, the potential seed that eventually we can become a Buddha. How sentient beings can grow into Buddha?
当然，这个是发，因为佛法呢，后来发展到很多的这种就学说哈。那也有另外一派讲到说是，其实讲到如来呢，其实它纯粹是讲到性体，就是有那种佛性的性体。那如果讲到佛的话，包括性相全章，就是性跟相哈，相就相。这个人样，这个四相，全部都包含着，就是叫佛。那是这种一种学派这么讲法。那如果真的讲出来的话，就讲他性体而已，就不包括相。那这个我觉得我们也不，这个是题外，我把大家补充告诉让大家知道这么一个讲法。
Okay.
So there are different schools of Buddhism, and one school believe that Tathagata Gabbara only refers to the pure part of Buddha nature.The basis to become potential to become Buddha, but there is the other school in actually believe Tathagata refers not only the seed, the potential to becoming Buddha, but also include all the phenomena that comes out of that.
总之，当我们圆满成就的时候呢，我们那些烦恼、这无明，它消融消失的时候呢，我们的心性全部就是一个清净的一种自信、一种光明的啊，这其实就这个就是一种成佛了。那也是就是另外一种解释，就是如来，那就是如来。
Mm-hmm. So, when all your defilements are purified, all your afflictions are dissolved, then you become a Buddha, the so-called Tathagata. Any questions so far?
对如来这个想法，如来藏这种说法。
Do you have any specific question about Tathagata Gabbara?It's such a quiet audience.
好，那请问诸位，你们认为有没有如来？到底有没有如来这种东西啊？有没有这样一个东西
？Okay, now I have. Let me translate. Now I have a question for you. Do you truly believe Tathagata Gabbara exists? There's such a thing called Tathagata Gabbara.
先问他之前的问题，他是
没
问题找问题的。
You had said that part. If I understood part of the mind, two parts, one is pure, one is defiled.
Mm-hmm.
From my understanding, it's still one mind, though. It's not like two minds. It's not like, oh, you got a mind that's this and a mind that's this. It's still one mind.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's right. Let me translate first. So, 这位菩萨的有一个问题就是说，刚刚法师说到有两部分嘛，一个是清净的，一部分是烦恼心的。那这个菩萨的问题是说，那是不是说不管是清净还是烦恼的，还是只是都是你自己的一个心哦，不是两个心哦。
不是两，这
然后
我的解释还是两个部分，其实它合在一起，就是你这个心性里面嘛，它就是有杂染嘛，其实就是这样讲，如来藏讲是这样讲，是杂染。
OK，So、
okay. 本来都是圆满清净的，但是我们一念无明呢、啊，这自信不守这个真如不守自信呢、啊，就往外攀呢、啊，往外攀就产生了一个我们的。事就出现了，这烦恼就出现了，就是变这个如来藏学教是这么讲的。但是你的佛性其实还是没有跑掉。其实我们现在的烦恼就是做或者是大奸大坏的人呢，作奸犯科的人，他的佛性呢，他的这个如来呢，其实没有消失，是这么讲。
So the way Fa Shi explains is actually you're right. It's not two separate things, which this is part is pure, that part is defiled or afflictions. So what happens is we all start having actually a very pure mind, just like Buddha's mind. But what happens with that mind is because ignorance, because there's one thought of ignorance, it gives a rise to affliction and defilements, then the pure part of mind kind of covered by all your vexations, afflictions, and those things. For example, a very bad person, a murderer or people always does bad things, even those people, they still have the pure part. It doesn't mean they lose the pure part. It's just the pure part, the Buddha nature, is covered by all the defilements, afflictions, so you don't even see it. But it's there. It's never gone. Okay, so this there's a question from the audience. So what's the difference between Dharma body and Tathagata Gabbara? And Vash said it's the same.
它只是不同的讲法而已嘛 因为就是像 我们可以讲说 什么东西啊 表达一个什么的 我们可以这样讲 你可以这样讲啊 不同的讲法 但是同样意思是一样的 同样讲同样的内容 内涵
So Fafa said that, those terms refer to the same things, just different terms.
好,我们继续讲哈 刚刚抛出一个问题 到底如来有没有这样的东西呢
Okay, so we'll continue with our question, Fash's question. So, is there really such a thing called Tathagata Gabbara?
对这个问题，大家来讲讲看，大家来这要以你们智慧刚刚听的前面的。
So please use your wisdom to answer this question. Yes.
What do you mean by
有这样一个东西。
Sorry, mass?
Are you asking, does it have mass?
Oh, right.
Physically no mass?
Right.
Mass is something. Mass is
是物质世界你看得到摸得到的。他说你说那个东西是什么意思？
很好的反问哦。
It's a very good question.
非常很好反问哦。
Shifu's view on what Tathagata Garba actually is related to the idea of emptiness that we talked about before, that, that it's really, when you analyze it carefully, what it really is a reference to the nature of emptiness. That's how Shifu talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
So when people say Buddha nature is, and this is important because, you know, in traditional Buddhism, in the original Buddhism, there's the assertion that everything is impermanent. Everything is mm-hmm. impermanent, right?
Mm-hmm.
But people in the Tathagata Garba schools of the Mahayana mm-hmm. say that Buddha nature or Tathagata Garba is permanent. Mm-hmm. So the question is, how do you reconcile these two attitudes? And mm-hmm. Shifu's response is, well, it's because this thing that we call Tathagata Garba is really a reference to the nature of emptiness, the fact that all the phenomena that we experience are shunyata, and everything that's shunyata is impermanent. So it's really sort of like saying everything's impermanent except impermanence, right?
Right.
That idea, that concept is permanent.
It's always
right,
there.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah.
刚刚比丘菩萨已经在这里禅修多年，然后对很多经文都深有研究，所以他刚刚给我们也解释了一下这个如来藏跟空性之间的关系。就是说刚刚我们也提到有两种学派，就是在佛教里边，特别是原始佛教，他们是坚信所有东西都是。 都是暂时的，没有一样东西是永恒的。包括这个佛性，他们认为也是不永恒的了。因为既然你说所有的东西都是暂时的话，那么包括你所谓的佛性，也应该是暂时，不是永恒不变的。然后，但也有一种学派认为呢，所有东西都是
都是永恒，都是暂时的，唯独这个佛性是永恒的。然后就这样两种好像看似有点矛盾的学说。然后师父在世的时候，根据比丘菩萨所说，师父对这两种学说曾经做过解释。师父认为呢，如来藏其实所指的跟空就是指空性了，他是从空性这个角度来理解。然后空性所讲是什么呢？空性所讲的是指所有的现象都是暂时存在的，没有一个是永恒的。然后如来藏本身是什么呢？它不是一个实质的物质体，我们看得见摸得着的东西。如来藏本身其实就是一个空性的一个概念。所以师父认为，根据比丘菩萨所说的，师父就认为空性的概念这样一种概念是永恒的。就是说空性的概念就是说所有的东西都是不永恒的，那么这样一个概念论证的前提是永恒的。有一点拗口哦，是不是？
在绕口令，你们有没有转头脑转得过来吗？
大家觉得可以接受吗？
是听得懂吗？听得懂。他这讲是没有错，他也根据师父讲的。但是那为什么要如来这样的学说出现呢？
So Bill just gave us a very excellent brief account on what the difference is between different schools about Tathagatagarbha and emptiness. So Fa Shi has another question. So why there's such Tathagatagarbha school? Why it will emerge?
没有回答哈。
There's no answer. Okay, Bill.
他要回答。
Mm-hmm. If you read Shifu's biography, you understand that Master Yin Shun mm-hmm. had a big influence on Shifu's thinking when he was getting started. But their attitude is that it arose in part because people can't really relate to shunyata or to emptiness. The concept of emptiness for a lot of people is very difficult. And if you look at, say, the Madhyamaka school of the Mahayana in Tibet, you know, they place a tremendous emphasis on emptiness. It's like, you know, Nagarjuna, the great Buddhist philosopher Nagarjuna, focused on this emptiness tremendously. Mm-hmm. And the belief is that this actually is in the Mahayana Parinirvana Sutra. The Parinirvana Sutra of the Mahayana, there's actually also one for the Hinayana, so you got to make sure you're reading the right one. Mm-hmm. But it talks about how Buddha nature is permanent and so on. And it says explicitly that it's an expedient teaching. It's an expedient means to help people understand what's really going on because the concept of emptiness is so difficult.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So, Bill Pusa 给我们Bill Pusa 看了很多经典，然后给了我们一种解说，说为什么如来藏会出现呢？就是为什么会有两种不同的解释的方法，是因为
他是根据师父讲的。
哦，他是根据师父讲。
Yes.
好，现在法师印证是根据师父讲的。
他前面也讲了。
但是对，
师父讲的印顺导师他这样讲。
对，就是师父根据印顺导师的说法，就是说，因为空性这个概念比较难，对一般人来说比较难以接受，在藏传佛教当中也有很多关于空性的一种描述，然后如来藏就是根据师父根据印顺导师的说法，说是一种简便的方法，是可以让一般的人更容易接受这样一种空性的概念。
对，没有错，师父是这样讲的哈，是因为空性一般人就是既然那是空的话，也没有什么好处要修行的，既然都到处都空嘛，你一切的付出一切努力到处也就是空嘛。所以这样对这一类的根性呢，所以这就所以完全世间上的事情完全因缘所生法哈，有各种学说出现，就如来藏的这种系统出现了，尤其是我们大部分的那种好像不止中国人对空的道理是不是很能接受，所以如来藏就是有这么一个如来你可以成就，就是我们心性里面有这么一个清净的这个道理呢，这么一个目标，你可以努力，你能够达成，让大家就能够知道说，并不是说死了就什么都没有了，就是空了。
Right.
对，他这里更有积极的这种引导，那当然才会能够走向那个正道。
嗯。 Let me translate first, and then I'll get to your question. So, Guomingfash said, yes, Guomingfash agrees Bill's explanation, Shifu's explanation. So basically, because the concept of emptiness is so hard to get it, to understand, and a lot of people will misunderstand the concept of emptiness to be taken as very negative, viewed as very negative and nihilism, right, what they call. So actually it's not that. And in order to help people to understand emptiness or get to that stage, so they're based on the conditions, causing the conditions, they're the... Mm-hmm. Because people are all different. We all have different roots. Some people are, you know, better or advanced, has advanced understanding, they can accept the concept of emptiness directly. But for some other people like me or other people, we are not that smart. We can't get it immediately. So we have to have an expedient teaching or ways to help us.
根性没有好坏的，要强调。
Sorry, I need to correct myself. So basically, there's no smart people and non-smart people. All people are smart. But the difference why there are some people smart ones, some people are dumb, is because some people have learned a lot in their previous lives. So we're not start at the same starting line. That's the reason. Okay, so I continue to explain. So the reason for Tathagatagarbha school to come to arise is because at least for people who are like me are slow starting and can have something to achieve, because you have a goal, you have something there for you to strive for. If I tell you there's nothing, that everything is empty, you may feel lost. You don't know what you want to do or what you want to do, but at least you set a goal. You say there's a thing called the pure part of your mind. It's called Tathagatagarbha. You should try to get there. And then you know, for some people, it is really a good thing based on their cause and conditions. Okay, so we have a question, I think.
法师，请问一下，如果我刚刚理解了您说的意思的话，当然我很可能没有理解好。佛性是不是就是对于现象的一种描述，包括？ 不变的佛性和也不停变化的像，而如来藏呢，只不过说我们有可能达到佛性是一种目标和一种可能性的描述，其实是在空当中生了一个有出来呢，就是让我们更加觉得有什么东西可以抓住一样。但这样子是不是让很多人又会感到很迷惑呢？因为如果是让我们接近清净心的话，现在又把那个有可能达到的目标把它作为一种
东西来描述出来的话，是不是就更加迷惑人了呢？哇，他这问题有点难。<laughs>
Can you translate yourself? You think?
你这具体讲。
You want translate yourself?
The Buddha nature, if I understand you correctly, is the way to describe the world. Either it's a nature that doesn't change, or the phenomenons that are changing. And I don't know what the English for 如来藏. That is a goal, that is something we could achieve, that gives us hope. So actually that's different, it's quite a different concept from Buddha nature. Okay, then that's my question. Did I understand you correctly? Yeah.
反正要不然他说完，他其实有个 point.
他误解了，大概的意思他是误解，但他说出来大家可能都会这样误解。
I think that's my question, but I do have some follow up after that. Is my question is that if I understand you correctly, and the thing 如来藏, is a goal or a hope, then we are creating something out of nothing, out of emptiness.
我讲中文哈，我不知道你的意思是这样。 其实就是本来我们心性就能够有这样的道理的，不管是讲如来藏，或者是讲佛性，就是其实它就是意思，就是我们一种这种清净的这种本心，本来的这会讲真心，我们每一个人都具足的，这样你知道吗？所以不要被任何的名词搞混了。但是总之我们就是因为我们一念的无明的迷糊呢，我们就很多的烦恼的习性遮盖了。 那种力量没有办法发挥出来。那么修行就把这力量发挥出来，会讲简单讲出这样子而已啦。
Okay, so you know we talked a lot about theory, school, so it's easy to get all confused. But we have to come back to the basis. So just start from here. Is everyone, every sentient beings have the same, very same Buddha nature. Another term is Tathagatagarbha. And that basis, that potential, that nature is always there with everyone, every sentient beings. But why we are ordinary people, why there's Buddhas, is because within ordinary sentient beings, the Buddha nature is covered by layers and layers of vexations, afflictions, defilements, emotions, everything you can imagine, covered. So we did not create Tathagatagarbha out of nothingness or something.
那如来藏是不是其实就是如来呢？
如来藏，它只是一种形容而已，就是我们每一个人有清净的本性呢，真心在藏在我们内心里面，它一种习气，一种形容，就是告诉我们心性里面其实有宝，我们这每一个人都是一座宝山，就是这样讲。
那个藏，它如来是佛嘛，那个藏其实它是宝库，或者是说，它如果你去查梵文，它是胎盘的意思，它是 womb。所以它就是说是一个根，一个 seed。 So her another question is what's the difference between Tathagata and Tathagatagarbha? So the Gabra part, maybe it's not pronounced that way, but you have to look that up. It's a Sanskrit. So if you look that up, that means womb, something in the womb, something that is a seed, it's not growing out yet. It's potential, it's like in your DNA or something like, but not necessarily will manifest immediately. So I think everyone has Tathagatagarbha, but not everyone is Tathagata. Maybe we can put it this way. Okay. Okay, we have another question?
Yeah, in the back.
In the back.
那法师请问。
解决了你的问题吗？
Does that make sense?
已经了解了哈。
那法师请问哦，如来藏跟那个空性 right?如果我们不要执着那个 terms 的话，那个名词，那其实如来藏走向空性的时候，只是一个方法。去到那个空性的时候，是不是就已经没有了方法？
你这句话有问题，什么如来藏走向空性？这句话有问题啊！我从来没有听过。
就本身是
不是？
不要太过讲，不要太过执着那个 terms 那个词藻的话。
不是。你刚刚讲那个如来藏走向空性这句话就讲错了，这个到底什么意思？
因为我们在讲如来藏是一个 seed。I also have a question, so I continue to supplement. If it's wrong, you can tell me.
莉莉亚讲什么？
就
中观了。
大家会对这个会比较容易清楚。
嗯哼，我也觉得，
因为这三个是没有，就是说你一定要每一个系都有点理解，你这样子就不会把整个这个钻牛角尖，而且就会混淆。
Right. Yeah, this person said the reason we all get confused sometimes by these terms because we're really talking about different schools. So each school has its own logical complete system to explain things. But when we mixed several schools together, then it starts get all confused and doesn't make sense. So ideally, it would be best if we can, you know, have at least idea about what each school theory system first.Then we can get into these questions.
没关系，他的问题再讲一次，我听听看。你刚刚讲什么？
他是我的意思是说，不要太过执着，如来藏会
很虚
那两个词。
那
我是我倒是明白他的问题，我可以进一步解释一下。
讲中文的。
我讲中文的。
OK。
就是说。因为我们刚刚讲到的如来藏是因为如来藏还有空性它其实是两个学说里边不就是演绎出来的因为我刚刚解释成如来藏是把它解释成一个种子就是每个人的佛性里边是一个种子 我把如来藏解释这种样子，然后他就觉得空性是一种境界，他是这么理解是不是？他就觉得从种子，我们从每个人有如来藏种子，怎么可以达到空性？是不是你这个意思？
啊，你意思是这样？
是不是这个意思？
想说法师所想讲的如来藏跟空性是不是是说不要太过执着于那个字眼，那个空性的那个字眼跟如来藏的那个字眼，就因为我们的 很多时候在修行的时候会觉得说，哎，我要达到这个境界跟那个境界，可越追求的话是不是就越复自己的心反而就越复杂。
I can translate her question. Her question is, you know, sometimes we label things, we talk about, we use a lot of Buddhist terms like Tathagatagarbha or Buddha nature or emptiness. So is that true that if we are not attached to those terms, we don't attach to, oh, what stage I want to achieve, maybe it's better.
不晓得他为什么延伸这个问题哈。在考到我了，因为不是很了解他的问题的这个里面的内容是什么。那如果了解的话，就比较好回答。
嗯，是。
总之，这个其实这个空性呢，大家其实也不了解什么是空性，要这么讲哈。那因为我随时讲的空呢，是应该的成就的人来看呢来讲的，因为他看的一切众生呢，跟其实他没有什么差别。就佛他自己成佛的时候，他看众生跟他一样的，就大家都是。佛跟众生来自生死跟涅槃是没有什么差别的，完全是一样，所以这样子来讲空的，所以讲空呢，其实是对成就的大圆满成就人来讲，它是空，这种空性。我们不了解的，所以这我们这讲什么？你说是讲如来藏，不要去讲它这个空，这个这样子就有问题的，这样你知道吗？所以我针对你刚刚讲的时候，我就觉得要解释一下，
就是不要把如来藏和空分开来讲，是吗？
不是，我们其实说讲说如来藏，其实就是这里就刚刚讲说明性嘛，可以生，可以就自信，可以从有讲一个如来藏或佛性或者一种空性，一种空，这样子这两种名词可以这样解释。但是这个空呢来讲是说，他已经成就的时候呢，修行大修行研究成就的时候，他讲说世间对他来讲就是有着就这是空一种，都是平等，就是这样就这一种这样一种空，
okay.
都是
如来藏就是对我们凡夫而讲。
应该是这样讲，是我们有还是还我们生活着还在活在对二元化乃至对立的一种现象的这众生来讲是有这些东西的，所以我们要去成就的，要去去除一些不清净的不圆满的部分。
Okay, so let's try another way to look at this. Because everyone has different background and different knowledge system, so it's really hard to really get what you're, you know, trying to get at, and so we'll try our best. So there's one way to look at what's the difference between the Tathagatagarbha and the emptiness. Is when we talk about Tathagatagarbha, it's really from the ordinary sentient being's point of view. From ordinary sentient being's point of view, there's duality, this world. There's you and me, this is table, that is desk, that is chair, things are all different. All, you know, there's you and me, it's totally different. So from that point of view, yes, there is Tathagatagarbha and there's defilements as well, you know, as opposed to Tathagatagarbha. So you need to get rid of your defilement. You need to practice to purify your mind. But from the great Bodhisattva's point of view, or from Buddha's point of view, there's no duality. There's no opposition of you and me. From his point of view, it's all the same. That's the emptiness. That's the nature of the emptiness.
比较理解的吧。
Then do you get it a little bit? It's this is the hardest part of the Buddhism. It's like very core part. So, it's very it's natural if you don't get it immediately.
Wow, rubber.
Would it help?
Ew.
Would it help to say that the emptiness is empty of what? Empty of not having a self, no permanent self. So it's empty.
然后Robert 菩萨问题是说，这个空性啊，他说会不会因为大家都在挣扎着理解空性的意思嘛？那 Robert 菩萨说，会不会这样子可以对大家有帮助一点？就是说，空什么空掉呢？把什么空掉？空的对象是什么？他说，会不会就是说没有我，无我？比如说，我们空是什么概念？就是说不存在我了，就是说这个我的概念真的只是一个现象而已，这样理解空性。
对啊，那这是我们去这三智是引导我们修行的这个过程啊，就是不断把我自我中心消融淡薄，就是自我空掉，自我的观点，自我的执着，自我的以为，就是始终就放下自我的这种坚持，就是配合因缘所生的这个你这个什么样的时空之下，这个看这个整个的你的就是因缘之下跟乱怎么做，真的是怎么做，不断学习，这个就是慢慢的。你智慧能够增长，烦恼也能够比较淡薄，慢慢的这个就能够越来越了解。其实空的道理，另外讲应该就是说因缘所生吧，就是一个因缘法嘛。
Okay. So yes, Fashi answer your question saying, this is a method, just like what you said, practicing the emptiness of self. You know, get rid of the attachment to yourself.Realize the self is just a phenomenon. That is under great teacher, on the right causes and conditions, and it's one way. It's the method derived from the theory of emptiness. But it's not the whole part. But we agree that it's a very good example, try to understand what emptiness means. And also, another way to understand emptiness, Fash mentioned, is the causes and conditions.So all the phenomenon arises and disappear based on the causes and the conditions. For example, we are all here right today, but it's temporary. It's empty. Why we say empty? Because under the right causes and conditions, we are here. If there's no temple, there's no fashion, we won't be here. So this phenomenon exists merely because it causes and conditions.
好，我们现在问一下。自修性是空，因为大家已经对这性了解这么多了，我们在解释这性讲了这么久，
So we have been dwelling on this, what nature means for a while. We need to move on.
大家那些已经我看大家应该了解什么是性了，
So I guess everyone understands what the Buddha nature is now.
那这个修性为什么是空？大家来回答一下。
Okay.
所以说要回答呢。
All right. So now it's my turn to ask your questions.So why do we say self-cultivation of one's nature is merit? Why it is merit?
如果你能够回答，我相信你也知道什么是功了。功跟福有什么差别了。
Okay, so I believe you can answer this question. You probably understand what the difference between merit and the blessings.
所以要尝试呢。
Anyone want to try?
他要尝试。好，
我来试一下。
OK。没关系，
很可能我会说错了。
这句话不需要这样讲。
我的功的话，其实是一个对世界的真相的进一步了解。它未必在来世或者是将来给你很多好的，比如说财富啊，那些好的境遇啊。但是福德的福的话呢，它其实就是未来你现在做出了贡献，未来它给你同样的回报。功的话其实是对于世界了解，而对功的越来越多的话，你有可能对于这种回报是越来越不在乎的。
嗯哼，
好像也没有不对哈。
Yeah, very good. Your answer is very good.
好像也没有不对，但是这个还有没有其他回答？也是对的，也是，但是看有没有其他。
Do you want to translate yourself or want me to translate?
功的英语是
什么？功就是 merit. Blessings. No, 福是 blessings.
福是 blessing. Merit is to help you to understand this word better. And the more you cultivate the Buddha nature,The more you understand the word, and maybe the less you will care about the blessings. The blessing is that whether you understand Buddha nature or not, if you do something good today, or do something bad today, and it will return to you. So that is the blessings, that is the cause and the effect.
还没有人觉得他我也有心中有所见，我想发表一下。
Any people want to try? Any additional thoughts?
有没有？有没有？比尔要讲吗？
Okay, yeah, Bill.
You still don't understand.
I sort of agree with it, what was just said about the difference between blessings and merit. But why do they always say merit and virtue? Are those two different things, or are they just different words for the same thing?
Bill 菩萨的问题就是说，Bill 菩萨同意刚刚这位菩萨的解答，他觉得在福和功之间的确是这样子。但是 Bill 菩萨他有个问题是，他觉得德和福之间他不太理解，他觉得为什么我们会有两个单词，一个是功，一个是德，功德，为什么要有两个单词？
功德跟福德是不一样的。
我觉得他对功和德不太理，他不是太理。他说是不是功德和德是不是两个中文单词其实是一个意思呢？为什么我们要分开讲有功有德？他就是理解福报。
根据六祖慧能的智慧呢，他是把两边分开来讲，
对，
把修功跟修德，他是解释不同。前面已经讲解释过了很多嘛，
就是说还是不一样的东西。
不一样，
OK。Yeah, 法师 said based on the Six Patriarchs Platform Sutra, there is difference between merit and virtue. And if you actually read the verses, Hui Neng explained actually what is gong, what is der, those parallel lines. So first is blah blah blah, this is virtue, blah blah blah, this is merit. So you see, it parallel explains. I actually listed all out, like what is merit, what is virtue, then you can compare. It's very, I think the nuance turns different.
Oh, 他从来没有看呢，他没有看呢，他意思上没看到前面的。
这个不太，即便看，其实这个我觉得没有法师进一步讲解，可能还是觉得很细微，不是很容易把握这个区别，而且又是古文。
OK， 好，那还有没有其他要补充的呢？
Any additional thoughts?
为什么修行是功？
Why self-cultivation of one's nature is merit.
Because 大家根据这个了解对我们的本性哈，这是真性，应该就是真的讲是这个我们真心呢，我们本来的原来面貌，我们心性的原来面貌呢，就是修我们自己本来的原面貌的呈现呢，就是一个功，所以就能了解到功跟福实在是不一样的。
嗯、
那这个。我们先讲不一样的地方哈，其实如此就了解说，其实这种是一种功，其实就是一种恒常的，因为我们心性呢，其实它是一个恒常，它没有间断的，即使我们的肉体生命呢会有间断，它不断的变换呢，但是我们的心性永远都是恒常存在的，它是，所以我们心经的讲说不增不减嘛，再繁不减，再盛不增，是这个道理，它。恒常就是永远它是永远的存在，所以是真正的一种，这真的是个功啊，其实让我们的心性呢能够呈现呢，这才真的是功，所以说这个讲说功德在你法身中，就在你的心性当中去修。
Yeah. Okay, so first we'll talk about the differences between merit and blessings. So merit and virtues are withinyour self nature, within the Buddha nature. So what that means, the merit is the continuity of thoughts. It's never increase, never decrease. It's always there. You're practicing thoughts after thoughts, the continuity of thoughts in the present, every day, every moment, after you die, not just for this life, it always continues. That's merit.You keep practicing moment by moment, even after you die, even continue to next life. That is merit. That's original phase of your mind. So that's always there. That's merit.
再追加一些说，所以如果我们修行跟我们的心性的开发有关系的，相应的话呢，这才是真正的功。
Mm-hmm.
真正的功。
That's why merit relates, cultivation merits relate to the cultivation of your self nature.Those are connected.
好，现在再反问诸位哈，因为刚才讲空嘛哈，既然说我们这个性，既然它是空嘛，那这样子到底有功还是没有功？
okay. Now, I want to ask you, since we talked so much about the emptiness or the self-nature, since the self-nature, the Buddha nature is empty, so does that mean the merit, is it empty? Do we have merit? Can we accumulate merit? No answer?
还是不知道这个问题。 听得懂吗?
Or
do you
understand the question?
心既然是空的, 那到底究竟有功还是没功? 空啊, 空就是没有。 哎呦,有道理啊。还真是聪明。
You want to translate yourself?
Because the merit is your understanding of the emptiness. So the more you understand emptiness, or you accept emptiness, the more merit you accumulate. But when you ask, do you have merit or not, then you are causing the duality. Then you are stepping away from emptiness.
大家同意吧?
Do you all agree?
智慧? Yeah.
Use your wisdom. And
这个没有。
This is, it's very, very difficult concept, but mm-hmm. you go, we look at everything and we say, well, it's impermanent, it doesn't really have an essence, a substantial self there, there's mm-hmm. no existence coming at me from the other side, it's just not really like that, and everything's impermanent. But even that, even you, and even that idea that you're talking about is empty.
Mm-hmm.
A real master is not attached to anything, and is not attached to the concept of emptiness. Mm-hmm. They've understood the emptiness of emptiness itself, right? So it's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not really something that you can talk about, because as soon as you start talking, you're using language and mm-hmm. logic. And language and logic are both sort of based on dualistic assumptions about
yeah.
how the world is.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're trying to describe is this understanding of the world as being completely without any dualities at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so you always fail. Open your mouth, already a mistake. I forget, there's one master said that. That's a famous,
mm-hmm.
open your mouth, already a mistake,
mm-hmm.
right? But here we are opening our mouths, right? Well,
that's
why
the only
we
way
that?
We can do it.
Well,
so
you know, we have to try to help each other along. You know, you should study Dharma and think about it and try to understand it, because
mm-hmm.
that's, you're moving yourself
up
in terms of your in terms of your understanding. But the ultimate understanding is when all of that falls away,
mm-hmm.
just drops away.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, Bhīyo菩萨 讲了一些非常重要的点。 Bhīyo菩萨 指出啊, 真正的大菩萨或佛的境界, 他们对空性的理解, 他们不执着空性, 他们对空性也不执着, 他们不执着, 哎, 到底什么是空性, 我就是一定要了解空性, 因为他们理解空性也是空的, 当然这样说呢, 我们容易陷入虚无主义的概念当中。 所以怎么理解呢? 可以从没有二元对立这个角度理解。 在一个没有二元对立的世界里边呢, 其实没有语言和文字。 因为当我们用语言和文字去描述一个东西的时候, 已经产生了二元对立。 所以Bhīyo菩萨就讲到, 他说有一个祖师曾经说过, 开口即错。 当你开口说话的时候, 你已经运用了两样东西, 一个是逻辑, 一个是语言, 这两样东西都是二元对立的。 所以你根本无法用逻辑和语言去描述一个非二元对立的一个境界。但是怎么办呢? 但是在我们学习的过程当中, 我们还是要借助于逻辑和语言去达到那样东西, 就像我们渡船嘛, 对吧? 要到达彼岸, 目标是彼岸, 但是我们还是需要一直船过去。到了彼岸, 你就不要船了, 跳掉, 对吧? 你不能老待在船上。 所以就是说, 的确正如你所说的, 功和空性都是空的, 但是其实就是说, 法师道士你再批判一下, 就是你刚刚说到, 空性理解的越多，你的功德越多，其实不一定对。为什么呢？空性这东西不是靠理解的，因为光理解就是我们这样讨论的理解了，大家得出一个结论还没有效果，它要实证的，所以这个实证东西就难了，这个就搞不清楚了。然后还是就要看法师怎么讲了。因为我们现在所有描述的都是，就是说假设我们是佛的话，从佛的角度在看这个问题，他们是怎么看的。但是你又不是佛，你无法想象描述他的境界，他境界很难用凡夫的眼光和思维去讲述。
我看到这个你们在座的都，你们每一个的智慧都比梁武帝高。
So far said everyone here seems smarter than Emperor Wu because Emperor Wu misunderstood blessings for merit.
梁武帝很执着功啊，他在、yeah. 在问他，我这个问达摩祖师，他有功啊没功啊？
Emperor Wu was very attached to merit because the first question he asked the six patriarchs is how much merit do I have? So you see, he's very attached to merit.
好，我们就把现在这个把我们转到第二句了。那这个功不讲了，因为你们都已经了解了嘛哈。
First, since we have a little bit of understanding about merit, now we should move on to the next verse.
我们自修身是德哈。
Self cultivation of the body is virtue.
修身是德，这句话应该比这前面一句好懂了。
So this should be a little slightly easy to understand than the last one.
我们身体的部分有眼、耳、鼻、舌、身，这我们六根嘛哈，这个一根是我们心的部分，那前面的五根呢，就是我们属于身体的部分。
Okay, so there's five sense faculties. There are eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body.
这个前面这个修这个根身哈，这五根的这个地方，像我们的像眼睛哈，眼睛怎么修呢？我们眼睛看出去呢，如果这讲修身部分哈，如果眼睛呢看出去，对，看到外面的一些的形色、颜色，还有种种的这个现象呢，你不要受它影响，不要受它动摇呢，这就叫做这是你的眼睛在修，眼睛在修。
So how do we practice Dharma through eye? For example, when you see something, when you see something different forms, different color, your mind is not turned by what you see. Your mind is not affected by what you see.
当然，如果真的讲维系，其实还是跟我们受我们第六意识就是一根哈，它是很大的影响，它才是主人呐、啊。但是我们回到这个，因为它字句上讲修身嘛，所以我们还回到眼根、耳根来讲。
Okay, so of course you actually will also be affected by your mind. The mind is another.
That's a master.
That's a master of your body, because your body is, you know, whenever your mind acts, your body will react. But now, since we're just talking about the cultivation of one's body, we focus on these five sense faculties.
在讲到耳根怎么修行。
Another example is how do we practice through ear?
我们耳根会听种种的音声嘛，哈，我们会习惯的听好听的，不喜欢听不好听的话，不好听的音声。
Yeah, your ear, you will hear, you will pay attention, or your mind will gravitate to good music, good sound, or you will distinguish good and bad what based on what you hear.
啊，这边讲到修身呢，是这些任何话呢，来自于包括，当然不。靡靡之音当然是不听的，但来自于天上的美妙的音声，和这个梵拜的声音，来自这个佛这个庄严的声音，来自佛菩萨说法的音声呢，其实你都不要受影响。
Not only shouldn't you affected or your mind affected by not good music. I don't know what not good music is, but you can imagine the music that will make you feel.Emotional, for example. But also, even those wonderful music from heavens, you shouldn't be affected.
刚刚讲到 连佛菩萨说法应声都不要说，不要去过，不要去理他，你们心里会想说，哇，那我在做什么？这个，那我在做什么？佛菩萨在说，正好说说法，我还你都不要听，那我怎么修啊？
你下去了，先翻，
你先翻了。
OK， so。So even, you know, not just the wondrous music from heaven you shouldn't listen to, even the Dharma talk, the Buddha says the Dharma talk you shouldn't listen. But some people will start wondering, then what I'm doing here? If you ask me not to be affected by the Dharma talks.
你们有没有这个疑问?
Do you have this question?
刚刚法师讲着你们没有这个疑问吗?
Don't you have this question?
哎，真奇怪，我们一般会有这个的。我们想就都巴不得见到佛菩萨嘛，那佛菩萨跟我们开示，我们当然就一定要洗耳恭听啦。
Because
你们没有这疑问吗？
Because I thought everyone would have this question, because ordinary sentient beings want to hear Buddha, you know, appear and teaching Dharma in front of you. 哈哈哈哈哈哈。So Lily 菩萨 answered very well, says, well, you shouldn't attach to.You shouldn't attach to anything, including even Buddha appearing in front of you and teaching Dharma. And most likely it could be demons.
那是 Lily 那一个 level 的这种反应，你们大部分一定是哈，可能对佛菩萨也没兴趣的，可能是这样的。我看你们很多是这样子的，
对，
佛菩萨没兴趣。
Okay, so
所以
啊。
谁管他菩萨出现不现出现了、
啊、Yeah, so
谁管他就说什么了。
So 法师 said that's the Lily Pusa's mind is not affected because Lily Pusa understands your mind shouldn't be affected. You shouldn't attach to anything, the best things in the world. For example, Buddha appearing in front of you. But for the rest of us, we are not responsive because could be we are not that interested in seeing Buddha or hearing his talks at all.
对不对？我没有猜错，完全没有一点 idea。OK， 我要再回到，我们真正修，如果我们修身哈，或者这修身耳根来讲，特别回到就是我们听过这个观音法门有没有？耳根圆通法门有没有？我们真正修耳根的话，修耳根圆通的话呢，我们耳朵接收到任何这讯息呢，其实都不要理它，这就回到你的方法。这是这样的一个态度，就是跟刚刚丽丽讲的，真正我们修耳根圆通啊，任何声音呢、啊，其实是不要去理会，就是回到你自己的本来的方法，回到你的方法。
嗯、mm-hmm. ，And the method, Great Bodhisattva Avalokitesvara used actually is through the ear, so he practiced through ear when no matter what he hears he wouldn't let that affect his mind.
所以我不想你们刚刚这些都没有回应的呢，是你们是哪一种状况呢？这个一个就是很适合修耳根圆通，因为你们都不会受影响。另外一个就是可能你们也搞不清楚状况，可能活在你的妄想当中了。我希望你们都是前者哈。
So there could be two explanations why the audience is so quiet. The first one is everyone actually is very good at using this method, not affected, in your mind is not affected by whatever you hear. That's why you're so calm and, you know, quiet. And second explanation could be you're just wandered away already. You're thinking about what I'm going to eat for lunch or what, something else. So I hope you're the first category.
所以这个是对的哈，就是任何的声音，我们在修耳根的时候呢，耳朵这样真正修行的耳朵是这样子应用的，听到任何声音呢，就是听到人家跟你说法那些，都其实你不要马上就好高兴了，洗耳恭听哈，那不要上当了，回到你的方法就对了，任何境界你都不要理他，都不要执着，这样子的你的修行呢，你的才会慢慢有成就。所以师父每次在开示之后，在禅期的时候开示的时候，他都会讲。讲完之后，大家先听法嘛。听完一个段落之后，大家回到打坐了，师父就会提醒说，把刚刚听到的全部放下，全部听到任何东西全部放下，心里不要，全部都不要还在重复。我们会有这种烦恼的习性，就是不断重复刚刚做些什么事，刚刚听到些什么东西，就是这种我们自然而然的习惯。所以师父要再提醒，所以你全部都要放下，心里不要再嘀咕了。甚至就是听不懂的，你也不想说， 到底师父讲那句话是这样 讲什么在讲我吗？是不是这样子？是不是那样？那真的就是那没完没了，就要不断的，就是我们真的要用功，会用功啊，不断的就是舍，不断舍。
So we should really practice this year, the method of whatever you hear, you let it go. You don't attach to things, no matter whether it's good or bad. If people praise you, if it's pleasing to your ear, you hear it, then you let it go. You don't rethink about it. You don't let it wander down your mind always. For example, during longer retreats, Shifu actually said, Shifu will give Dharma talks on longer retreats. But after Dharma talks, people will return to their meditation practice, and Shifu would remind people that don't attach to my talks. My talks happened already. You heard it, then put it down and go back to your practice. Don't sit there and wondering what does Shifu's talks mean? Was Shifu talking to me? Was that, you know, what does that mean? I still don't get it. Don't keep wondering it. Don't get attached to it. Let it go.
好，所以我们眼耳鼻舌身呢，我们这个五根呢，任何一个部分跟外面境界接触的时候，都是修行的时候。这修心就修身来讲哈，这个五根跟外境任何一部分跟外境接触的时候，都是在修行的时候。
So every time your eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body contact the outside world, that is the time you start practicing.
对，所以我们说，真的用功的时候呢，是无时不在用功了，所以昼夜二时都在用功，所以你睡着了。所以我们说吃饭就是吃饭，睡觉就是睡觉。哦，回到生活面呢，你打球就是你有没有爱打球的，爱做什么就对了，打球就是打球。不看书的，你看书就是看书。所以每一件事情呢，其实你在真的讲修身呢，你都很专注的全心全力的去做当下的事情。就是这就在修。
OK，
这就叫做这个也可以讲说是一种吧，这叫折吧。
OK， so that's why we say you practice every moment except when you're sleeping. Right now we don't have control, but you practice every moment, every time, any moment. Why? Because your eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body always contacting with outside the world. You're constantly seeing, hearing, tasting, body touching, feeling, right? That's why we can practice at any time. When you eat, you just eat. You taste things, you see things, but you just eat. After eating, you let it go. You don't wonder on that. And when you move on to read books, you just read books. You are very focused on that moment. Do whatever you're doing, but that's it. When you're done with something, you move on. You don't get attached to it. That's how you constantly practicing at any time, any place, and that's what is called virtue.
这叫修身啊，应该是这就叫修身。以平常心，平常心就是没有以当下的心，以在现前当下的心，在现前的动作上面，在眼或者是耳听，或者是鼻舌。身这上面呢，你专心就以平常心来做当下那件动作，那这就是叫做修身。
Okay, be present, be concentrated on the things you're doing right now. That's what we call cultivation of the body.
再讲到另外一个角度来讲哈，我们的这个讲是说我们修行自己的这个利益的部分哈。自己管制照顾自己的五根方面，在培养这个德，乃至于就是说你在跟外境互动的时候，在跟他人互动的时候，你怎么给别人的一种感受来讲德来讲。
So what we just talked about is from the point of view how you relate to yourself. You know you cultivation your body, you focus on the present moment through your eye, ear, nose, tongue, body.But there's a second way to look at cultivation, your body, that is virtue, is how you relate to others, how you make others feel.
这么讲哈，所以我们每个人的每个人，我在讲，其实 现在讲这角度，其实我们每个人都可以修这个德的部分，每个人都能够做到的。它是其实不是这么困难，但是这也跟你本个整个人心修行也有关系。啊，就比如说，如果你是这么一个人，你本身就有在调整你自己的身口，你是乃至身口意呢，所以人家跟你在一起的时候，人家会觉得很非常的，譬如说我是一个持戒的人，对不对？我出家人嘛，最起码我是持一些出家戒的，所以你们在跟我这个法师在一起互动的时候，你们会觉得怎么样？非常的应该觉得很安全感，你们口袋的东西，口袋钱不会跑到我口袋里面来，这个是第一个安全感哦，给你们安全感，可靠可信啊。来自我如果真的更有这个的话，我嘴巴不会乱讲话。你们讲一些你们秘密的事情告诉我的话，我也不会转身就跟别人讲。所以你们一直觉得我这是很可靠的，很可这 reliable。这就是我们每个人其实可以做得到。尤其我们是佛弟子，我们在修行六波罗蜜。我刚刚讲的是哪一种？是持戒的部分。我们自然的，我们跟人在人间呢，跟大众互动的时候呢，我们就能够给别人一种信赖安全。不错，这我们大家有时候在世界上也是跟人，也是就是需要大家互动的时候，你会很担心，你荷包看紧一点，可能不知不觉你荷包变成跑到他口袋去了。你看这个人有没有得啊？这一定是有问题嘛，你才会，所以其实很明显就是没得啊。
嗯。
那另外一个就是另外的，我们讲，我说如果说你的太太，或者是你的先生，或者是你的女儿，哦，应该是女儿太太了，跟某一个先生在一起，你会只想提心吊胆说，哇，我太太或者女儿跟着某某先生在一起，会不会有问题啊？心里就一直打鼓哈。那这个先生是不是有德？很明显的是没有德，因为就你觉得不放心，也没不可靠，不安全。这个是，所以大家从这德就这形容就知道什么是德了。所以德其实我们其实都可以做得到，它就给人家一种安全温暖感，可信赖可靠，乃至于就是能够让人家受用利益，让人家得到利益，是这样。是其实这个是我觉得这当然也是修行的部分，因为我们有修的话，但是这不是这么深刻，要很深刻的修行。但是就是很鼓励我们在我们生活之间呢，我们在生活当下呢，人间呢，随时能够做一个，能够随时让给人家温暖，给人家觉得可靠，让人家觉得是这跟你互动呢，他不会吃亏，乃至他能够得到好处，这样受用的这一个人。你要问啊？
我们要不要先翻一下？他已经讲了很多，我先翻，然后再问。OK， Okay, so or continue to explain what is virtue. Another way to look at it is how when we relate to others, you know, what is virtue is. So this, the things I'm going to talk about is actually something everyone here can do. It's not that hard. Everyone can do it. For example, I'm a monastic that upholding 5 precepts. So when you are with me, how do you feel?Do you feel safe? Do you feel secure? Do you feel that I'm a reliable, trustworthy person? For example, you have money in your pocket. You wouldn't worry that your money will come to my pocket, right? Because one of the 5 precepts is no stealing. So at least if I'm upholding the 5 precepts very well, then you wouldn't worry about your money coming to my pocket. And one of the 5 precepts is no lying. So when you tell me something very private, I wouldn't turn around to tell other people. So you feel, when you're with me, if you tell me something, you feel safe, you feel comfortable when being around with me. And that's what we're talking about. If you can give people a sense of warmth, reliability and safety,security, then that's someone that we say they have virtue. And there's the opposite examples. For example, if someone doesn't have virtue, you will worry about whether he will try to get you money. Your money will go to his pocket. Or when your wife or your daughter is going out with a guy, if you worry about, you know, I'm not sure what's really going on, I'm kind of worried, then that person perhaps doesn't have much virtue because it makes you worried. That's how we can understand what virtue is. So, and I think the takeaway point from here is we should try to strive to be a person that people will feel safe, warm, and comfortable being around us. Not have to guard it all the time. Okay, then I'll get your question.
我的问题是，当看到那些古代当中写有些人解脱之后啊，是疯疯癫癫的，或者是笑天下可笑之事，那这和您描述那种庄严的样子是又不相同了。那您能够说他们没有德吗？
当然，我们不能讲他是德，他没有德哈，他是另外一种表现的方式，应该是讲他的另外一种表现，在借这种疯疯癫癫的样子呢，在告诉大家道理。但是我们没有人智慧，就不能了解。这像疯癫这个济公啊，乃至是他这个是那个什么寒山呐、啊，这些大师们的，他们他这种一种表现。
这也是一种方法，所以我们不能，所以这个德用这个方表现方法是这个是千变万化的，每一个这我的，所以我在讲说，我们不要说等到已经大修行成就，我们再来表现我们德。<笑>我们现前当下，我们身借仗着我们身口，我们身体啊，我们就可以能够利益周遭的人，利益我们在当下时空跟我们接触的人事物，我们都可以能够。 能够随缘尽分，有只要我们有这个身体，我们比如说面带微笑，开口先问人家问安，乃至呢帮人家服务人一把，这都是一种我们这个身体的我们能够显现的一种，让别人能够得到好处，帮助别人，让人给安全感。像我们说我们修布施啊。 布施的话，我们这个我们刚才其实回到六度了。我要讲的是，我们回到真正我们修持是修六度嘛，六波罗蜜，布施、持戒、忍辱、精进和禅定。那这个基本上这个更讲到说五修五行啊，在其一个论点讲到修到五行，后面般若就不就是暂时放下，因为般若是到自然的人就慢慢能够达到。嗯，在从这前面这个上面能够精进的，那这都是从。 从出从外，我们能做到的，慢慢越来越做，越来越维系，越维系。因为我们心借着这个行为，这行的方面呢，不断的去，然后再接着闻听闻的道理上面呢，不断的去内化消融到你内心，本来只能够做到一点点的，本能真的一到一点点的，慢慢的你能够越来越升华，越来越做到我们以前不能做的，因为你不断的在行的过程不断把你的我慢慢的消融，慢慢越来越淡，越来越能够做。 越能承担，这都是慢慢的这个改变的。就是我最主要是讲到这个，要鼓励大家，我们修身是德的时候，我们不要错过，<笑>这一点我们就不要错过。所以不要把它 focus 在以为是这个是大善知识做的，不对的，不是的。我们只要有这眼耳鼻舌身，我们只要正常的这脑袋呢，我们其实都能够利益人的。但是就是我们看我们现前当下什么能够利益到什么程度，我们要去做。 不要错失，那同时在不断在学习佛法呢，慢慢我们能做的、能够利益的呢，是越来越不断累积，就不断的福慧的增长。抱歉了，这样。哦，没关系，没关系，我知道。那个，so this
Bodhisattva has a question that her question is in Chinese fable there's a 济公 when you know. Or some other enlightened beings are very crazy. Actually, they appear to be very crazy. So, do you still call these people have virtue? Because they are, you know, laughing or crying or sometimes do some crazy things people can't understand. Then Fa Shi explained that those people are, you know, great bodhisattvas, enlightened beings, they can use expedient means to help sentient beings even through the, you know, craziness, their craziness. You know, we think they are crazy because we really don't understand how they help other sentient beings through their craziness. We didn't see that, so we say, oh, they're crazy. But Fa Shi want to emphasize that today, the takeaway point is we don't have to be a virtuous person when we reach that level, when we become great bodhisattvas, then we can become virtuous person. No, that's not right. That's not true, actually. Because right now, from this moment, actually, you can be a virtuous person. You can have virtue by just, you can benefit people right now by through your body, your words, your actions. For example, through your body, you can smile, right? It's not a hard thing to do. You can smile to people. And that will give people a sense of warmth, a good feeling, right? A friendly expression. Or you can comfort people. Say nice words. Say encouraging words. Don't say mean words. Don't criticize people all the time. That's what you can do, right? That's not too much of an ask. And you can do that through your actions. For example, someone needs to open a door, then you open the door for that person. When you go to the subway, when there's a woman and child in their cradle, you can lift the cradle for her. That's not too hard. But doing all that things, you are actually a virtuous person. That is virtue. We don't have to wait until we reach the stage of sage to do all this. And that actually comes down to the six paramitas that I want to talk about. The six paramitas are generosity, precepts, endurance, diligence, contemplation, and wisdom. The sixth one, wisdom, is a little bit hard. It's difficult to realize, just like the emptiness we're talking about. But the first five is really what we can focus on. And if we do the first five, the wisdom will naturally arise. And the first step is, of course, hear the Dharma, hear the teachings. And then you go home, then let the teaching sink in. You digest what you learned today. You dissolve it to your heart. And then you gradually try to do whatever you can do. If all you can do is smile to people, then do it. That's perfect. And then gradually you move to next stage. You feel you can even smile to your enemies, to people scold you, to people wronged you. Then that's even better. So you gradually, step by step, you do whatever you can. And that is virtue.
Mm-hmm. 好了，我们时间已到了。
Okay, that's the time. That's it for today.